Good morning. It is a Friday morning, and that means we're with Samantha Wood. She is the managing editor for news at the Berkshire Eagle. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, David.
Well, registered nurses at Berkshire Medical Center now say they have a second strike scheduled after the demands for their contract changes were not met.
This is true. They have decided that February 27th would be their next strike date. There are negotiations scheduled for this coming Tuesday. The ongoing sticking point seems to be the staffing issue, where nurses are asking for a certain level of staffing. They say this is a patient safety issue, and the hospital says that they do not want to be held to those kind of rules and that it's actually bad management practice to go with a staffing schedule like that. And the hospital has warned that it's planning for the next strike. We don't yet know if there'll be a lockout the way there was at the strike in October, but we are keeping a close eye on this.
Yes, we will as well. And from there, we go to Senators Warren and Markey and U.S. Representative Neal. All Democrats calling for the EPA to press GE to dispose of PCBs out of state. And we're not just talking about Massachusetts and the Housatonic River. We're also talking about the Hudson River here in New York, where many New York lawmakers are doing the same thing.
Yeah, and this seems to be a shift in response to the EPA in the Trump era, where in the rest of river cleanup plan for the Housatonic, which was agreed in October of 2016, the plan was to clean PCBs from along a 125-mile stretch of river and take them to a toxic waste dump out of state. GE went back to court, and at the Environmental Appeals Court earned sort of a rethink of this plan. They're asking to be able to create a waste dump in the Berkshires for the contaminated soil. And environmentalists locally and I think nationally are watching this turn very closely. Local environmentalists were pleased to see the letter from Warren and Markey and Neal, but they felt like it didn't go far enough. They'd like to see stronger language.
An interesting idea. We head to Lanesboro, Massachusetts. Explain.
So in Lanesboro, at the Finance Committee meeting this past week, the idea was put forward. This is not yet a plan. There's not yet funding in place for it. But in response to a small town with volunteer emergency responders that struggles also with ambulance response times, this is something we've been talking about in the Berkshires, the idea was put forward to hire DPW workers that are also trained EMTs and to employ them in town with DPW work as they regularly would, but that they're local and they're there when they're needed during the busiest times when ambulances are called. And this is a small-scale, creative idea to deal with this. We don't know if it will gain traction or if it will get the funding, but it was an interesting idea to see come forward.
Samantha Wood, managing editor for news at the Berkshire Eagle. For more on these stories and more, head to berkshireeagle.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Samantha, thanks as always. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, David. Have a good weekend.